Valerie Cobb, very grateful that you are here with me. Very grateful to be connected with you. LinkedIn is a wonderful place and it's brought us together. And I love that we are here having this conversation. Thank you for being here on Perlusum.
Oh, well, I'm grateful that you invited me.
Absolutely. Well, we will get right into it. First question for you, Valerie, is what is your business?
Well, we are either fractional, interim, part-time, or sometimes known as consultants or coaches for executive leadership and growth. So, top line revenue. Anything that touches on top line revenue, all the teams, that's our business, meaning sales, service, marketing, new product development, keeping cash flow going to a future forecast, assisting the CFO in making sure that we do bring in the cash flow.
What compelled you to start this business?
Actually, I always have a slogan that business changes lives faster than government can. And because of that, I found that there's like 33 million small business designations in the United States alone. And I found that one of their biggest challenges was revenue or cash flow dysfunction. In fact, there's a stat behind it. And because of that, I started thinking, well, follow the pain and heal the pain. And the pain is a lot of times they're hiring the full-time equivalents, but it's not just that they're hiring a full-time equivalent. A lot of times, if you get in the mind of a small business owner, let's say they're under a million, in their mind, a lot of times for like, let's say it's a sales team member, they will hire somebody and they're very price-driven versus value-driven. So let's say I'll hire somebody for $50,000. And that's going to get me where I want to go. And then they have to spend all the time training and all the time getting that salesperson to ramp, if they even ramp at all, because they hired at a price versus actually the talent to actually do so. And a lot of them will put a hand up and say, well, I can't afford, a top tier, let's say it's a salesman, right? Well, that's where the fractional sort of space solves that issue. Because a lot of them don't even realize that there's ways that they can get that kind of talent, get the return on investment, still fit it in their budget. But I find that if some of these small businesses actually do win, it's very hard for them to be a Fortune 50, right? But if they do win, their intellectual property, their innovation gets out to the marketplace that then produces a cycle of betterment for the entire globe. And I know that sounds like a reach, but it really is. Think about how the Fortune 50s buy. A lot of times they will buy a line of business that's already in place simply because they don't want to spend the time in the R&D and the effort. So what happens is some of these smaller businesses get acquired, or it just depends on their goals for it. But it's really hard in the digital age to make it so that organizations can bootstrap and be that entrepreneur and be that salesman and be that everything else and then be beating out the competition at the same time. And so we kind of help fill that gap.
How would you say, Valerie, that you're really leading the way with the work that you're doing?
Well, fractional by itself is a newer term, and it refers more to executive leadership more than anything else versus just part-time, but it really is just part-time. And I think leading the way would boil down more to I have an insane talent, and I'm not usually somebody who toots my own horn of any kind, right? But I have an insane talent of qualification type outcomes, metrics driven. So those touchy-feely qualifications, they become actually counts and touch points in the buying journey, and so typically it will be all those organizations that are struggling with understanding what steps are needed in order to be successful, the visibility of that, and if we take that to a salesman aspect, it's really hard for a salesman to see to meet a quota if they don't understand even what the steps are behind the quota or what are going to be the best things to do in order to make that, or maybe even get them to help make quota so that they support it, you know? So there's that ideal is more the pain that they're in right now. They're struggling with revenue, and we're not talking financial statements specifically. We're talking about sales, service, marketing, anything that's top line revenue causing cash flow problems. Yeah, we could have a conversation.
Who would you say are your ideal clients? Who are you typically working with, or who are you looking to work with in this year?
Typically, either HR leaders that are trying to solve something for their leaders, or it'll be the CEO, founder, et cetera, of anything in heavy equipment, manufacturing, in SaaS technology, healthcare tech, fintech, oil and gas, energy, all of those things. We've run the gambit for it. Some of our organization worked with Steve Jobs, and that was, hey, can you fix my channel? And it was like, hey, yeah, here's now the Apple store, right? And that's how that happened. And the reality is, it isn't so much that it's the industry, it's the pain that they're in within that industry. So if their sales have flatlined, they're trying to grow. So they might be a mid-stage in their growth of the company, or they might be a startup that's very well funded or just trying to get ideas. It could be that, but the pains are typically their go-to-market is not working. They're banging their head up against the wall. Sales are not hitting quotas. They don't know if their marketing campaigns are causing that or if sales is causing that. Maybe their product's gone stale and they're trying to figure out, you know, how do we revamp it, fix it, whatever, for ideation purposes. We're very metrics driven and we're very outcomes driven. So we look at where people want to go, organizations want to go, and then we make bespoke plans of attack in order to get there.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with these prospective clients specifically?
The ideal conversation would be more on, tell me about your organization and what's bothering you. Because I might not be able to help you, but I can tell you somebody in my network who could. And it may be an operational on the back end delivery problem. And it's like, gosh, I got a ton of fractional COOs that I can hook you up with, you know? And it would be that conversation like, hey, we've wanted to grow or we've stalled. We've exhausted all different thoughts. We want to H&R Block, glance, second check, whatever. Would you take a second and just have that conversation? And sure, let's have that conversation.
And last one for us here, Valerie, who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
I would say that it's COOs tired of delivering and not seeing revenue come back in because they have to manage their operations. And obviously, if revenue is not coming in, then they are either laying people off or whatever. So they're frustrated. CEOs that are wanting to grow, CFOs that are wanting to get better return on investment with the revenue teams and not see them as expenses. CMOs who want to be able to justify that they are not an expense and that they are a revenue generator. And yeah, owners, founders in the same kind of roles.